According to the latest numbers, almost half of the people in the U.S. living with HIV or AIDS are Black. Thousands more could be infected and not know it. Today is National HIV Testing Day, and a coalition of activists and media groups are launching a campaign to get 1 million African Americans tested by December of 2009. Joining me to talk about the campaign are Eric Wright, known as Little Easy. He's the son of rap pioneer Eazy-E, who died of AIDS in 1995, and Phil Wilson. He's the founder and CEO of the Black AIDS Institute. Gentlemen, thanks for coming here to our studios.
Thank you.
So, Phil, let's start with you. This is the second annual Test 1 Million HIV Awareness Campaign. So what does that really mean? What are you trying to do?
Well, basically, Shirai, as you said, you know, 50% of the 1.2 million Americans living with HIV in this country are Black, and roughly 50% of them don't know it. Now, so we have people who are living with the disease who don't know that they're HIV positive. So what happens? One, they're more likely to infect other people, but more importantly, they can't get into treatment. You know, and every day, someone in our community is getting sick from HIV. Two people in our community is dying from HIV, and we have to do something to stop it. And this campaign is saying that, you know, if every one of us, the least that we can do, if every one of us knew our HIV status, we could stop it in its track. One test, 1 million people, that's the goal in the AIDS epidemic. Join the movement.
So, Little Easy, your father was such a huge pioneer in music, in rap, in the California culture.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it's a lot to really live up to, you know, kind of walking in his footsteps. And on your MySpace page, you even make a point of saying that you grew up in the same house he did and, mm-hmm. you know, really have lived some of the things that he's lived. But I assume that you are making some different choices about how you deal with being safe with sex.
Exactly.
Tell me about how you got involved and why you got involved with this.
Well, one, because of the fact of, and you just touched on it as far as my father. You know what I mean? Anything that has anything to do with AIDS awareness, AIDS testing, as far as getting the message out to the kids that you need to test yourself or be safe when you're doing so. So, I mean, just with it being my father who's close to me who died of AIDS, you know, I'm hands-on with anything.
When did that grief that you must have felt turn into the desire to do something with that grief that would affect other people positively?
You know, I take it to a personal time. And, I'm going to touch on it. When I was in high school and actually got sexually active. And, you know what I mean, knowing what my father's died of at a young age, it was kind of, you know, just daddy died. So then as I got older and when high school got more educated, I took, you know, health class and everything and started learning. And one, before I got sexually active, a female asked me, you know what I mean, with the fact of your father passing from this, you know what I mean, have you ever got tested? And it kind of like, you know, kind of dawned on my heart a little bit, you know what I mean? And so it kind of touched me. And I couldn't say nothing to her because you're just being safe, sweetheart, you know what I mean? And that's the right way. I can't go against what you're saying. So I moved towards it, and I felt like it was a bigger message I need to put out to people. Like, that's safe. That's real good. You know what I mean? Any girl growing up, you know what I mean? Tell that man, if you want him to get tested, get tested. You know what I mean? So then I touched on it as I got older through organizations and my stepmother gave me with foundations and just giving charity work out and anything that has to do with it.
And Phil, don't you find that some people just, in addition to fearing the results, if you turn out to be positive, there's just this this kind of embarrassment factor that some people feel? I mean, what do you think are some of the reasons people don't get tested?
Well, I think that are a number of reasons. One is the stigma. They're afraid of what people may think of them. Two, people are not aware of the advances we've made in treatment. Now, I've been living with HIV now for 28 years. You know, I'm living proof of what can happen when you have access to care and treatment. And the treatments have improved tremendously. There's help available. My treatment right now is 3 pills once a day. I take 3 pills before I go to bed at night. You know, 10 years ago, I was on death's door. You know, they call my parents and they give me less than 24 hours to live. Since then, I've run 2 marathons. You know, so I think that the two things, they're afraid of the stigma and they don't know that there's something that they can do about it. You know, and I think that we have to deal with both of those things.
Do Do you think that hearing stories like yours, stories of people who are survivors and, you know, there are so many now long-term survivors who got HIV and who are healthier now probably than they even were sometimes when they got HIV, do you think hearing stories like that is also important to put that word out?
I think that it's important for people to know, particularly in our community, that there's hope. There's reason to be hopeful. And most importantly, there's something that you can do, that we can take control of this. You know, now I've done a lot of work in South Africa, and I remember during apartheid that black women would stand at transfer stations and chant, "We're the ones we've been waiting for," because they understood that they couldn't wait for someone else to rescue them. Calvin Rolock used to say, you know, "Nobody can save us from us but us." And that's what the message of the Test 1 Million campaign is, that black folks, we can save ourselves. And that's what we're asking people: to find out your HIV status, to ask your partners to get tested, to talk about HIV among your family and friends.
Little Easy, what kind of feedback do you get from your friends when they know that you're a part of this campaign to get people tested?
Positive. I mean, it's a good thing, you know what I mean? And it's something that I might get at them about coming out to do and get tested themselves.
Do you think people are being safe? People specifically who are in their 20s like you?
I wouldn't say. I have a lot of people who are close to me who have seen the slow tactics I have took and the safe tactics I have took that kind of breed on, because, I mean, not to say it like that, but to some people, you know, I mean, I mean, something to look for, look up to. Mm-hmm. So, but the average, my age, no.
And don't young Americans and young African Americans have some of the faster rates of, you know, becoming HIV positive compared to the population?
Absolutely. You know, young adults are one of the fastest growing HIV positive populations among adolescents in America. 70% of the new HIV AIDS cases among adolescents are African American. Now, Little Easy is definitely a role model. Now, his father changed the trajectory of the AIDS epidemic in America. Prior to then, everyone perceived HIV as a white gay disease. And thanks to the fact that the family agreed to release the information about the cause of death of Eazy-E, combined with Magic Johnson, and now Little Easy taking this message on, it communicates to black folks that this is our problem. These are our people being impacted, and we have to come up with the solutions.
And Eazy-E was, in fact, diagnosed only once he had full-blown AIDS, not when he was just HIV positive. And so part of this is about, you know, when are you diagnosed?
Early diagnosis. You know, if Eazy-E had the advantage of being diagnosed earlier, he might have been able to live longer. Now, in fact, I was already living with HIV at the point where he was diagnosed, so that you kind of put that into a context. You know, and that's why the work that black organizations like the NAACP and the Urban League and the National Action Network and the Los Angeles Sentinel and KGLH and NPR, you know, the work that you all are doing to raise awareness is so critical. But it's important for every single individual to understand that while it takes two people to transmit the virus, it only takes one person to stop the virus.
And excuse me for interrupting, that was another reason of, you know, me involving myself, because of the fact of me knowing Magic Johnson lived this long, I could have still had my father if you'd have known, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On that note, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Phil Wilson is the founder and CEO of the Black AIDS Institute, and Eric Wright, a.k.a. Little Easy, is a hip-hop artist and son of rap pioneer Eazy-E. He's part of the second annual Test 1 Million HIV and AIDS campaign that launches today in Los Angeles. And they both joined us from our NPR studios in Culver City.